Peter's denials. Soon before Jesus died, Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan." Now, Satan means the enemy, the adversary.
They have that in Super League.
Yeah, he has asked to have you. "But I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail." And Peter said, "I'm ready to go with you, Lord, both to prison and to death." He was so sure. And Jesus replied to Peter, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you will three times deny that you know me." So Peter was so sure, "Although all men deny you, I will not. I'll even die with you." Jesus said, "No, the cock won't even crow today until you've denied me three times."
Now, Satan isn't a dragon with horns and knots and fiery hair flying up in the sky.
That's right. It just means bad angel. It's not that, no. It just means the adversary. And there were the adversaries who wanted Peter on their side, and that big enemy that we've got is our own sin, our own crankiness inside us that wants to sin.
Our own Satan. And Satan just means enemy. So many people believe it, but it's not true. That means enemy.
That's right. So, Jesus tells Peter, "You're going to deny me." "No, I'm going to be ready to go with you to prison and to death," he says. And Jesus says, "Before the cock crows," in some of the other parts of the Gospels, it says, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." So we read on that they dragged Jesus into the high priest's house, but Peter followed far away. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the court, that's like the courtyard, and had sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a girl, seeing him as he sat in the light of the fire, looked very earnestly at him, very carefully at him, and she said, "This man was also with him." But Peter denied, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I'm not." What had Jesus said? That before the cock crows, you will three times deny that you know me. Now, he's denied Jesus twice. He should have realised what was going to happen. Maybe he was thinking, "I won't do it again, I won't do it again." Just like we might think when we're naughty, "I won't do it again." Well, after...
I won't get in all this trouble again.
Yes. And after an hour, another person very confidently said, "Truly, this man also was with him because he is a Galilean, because of his accent." Now, the people from Galilee, which was Jesus and many of the disciples, they spoke with an accent. And people could tell they were from Galilee. So this man said, "Yeah, you're a Galilean, you're one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you're saying." And immediately, while he was yet speaking, the cock crew.
Three times.
And the Lord...
three times.
Well, the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord Jesus, how that he'd said to him, "Before the cock crows this day, you will deny me three times." And Peter went out and cried bitterly. See, he thought he was so strong that, "I will go with you to prison and to death." But no, he couldn't even face up to a girl saying to him, "Aren't you one of those people with Jesus?" And he said, "No, I'm not." Well, do you know that very near to that place where Peter denied Jesus, about 6 weeks later, it was Peter who Jesus used after he'd risen from the dead and ascended to heaven. It was Peter whom Jesus used to preach to the Jews so powerfully that they said to Peter, "What must we do?" And he said, "You must repent and be baptized." And 3,000 people were baptized the same day. And it was all very, very close to this place where he had denied Jesus. And everyone knew the story that, oh, this is Peter who denied he knew his master Jesus. And here he is preaching. So you see that Jesus uses the very weakest amongst us to do great things.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said it then. So he uses the weak ones amongst us, but those that are sorry for their sins. And like we sometimes pray, we say, "I hate my sins," don't we? And that's how we should be.
Now what I say, I said a phrase, and you said it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful to say that. It's a great phrase you thought up, to say, "I hate my sins." And that's exactly the kind of people then that Jesus can use. And that's why he used Peter.